fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our third hour on Thursday, the 15th of April. The prepper tip of the day, stock up on medical supplies, not just the first aid stuff, you already do that, but everything, anything and everything at your local pharmacy. Get several of them, I would say 3 or 4 of each one. And also, in addition, be sure you stock up on feminine hygiene products and birth control products. Talk to the ladies. They know what they want. They know what they need. Buy them by the case, quite frankly. You want to be a hero, buy those products by the case. We have patient waiting in agreement, my friend Steve Hunt. Steve Hunt is a John Moore Radio Show economic advisor. We'll be talking about the United States economy, the world economy, the events of the day. You want a private consultation with Steve? Do you? Well, seriously, give him a call. Here's that phone number twice, slowly, 800-988-8443. I say again, 800-988-8443. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, John.
Well, sir, you probably, for those who don't know, Steve has type A blood and got the COVID, and he was in a hospital for about 2 weeks, and so you're very interested, more so than most people. You may be interested to know, Steve, I know you're a busy guy, that the Food and Drug Administration and the CDC both stopped the distribution of the Johnson & Johnson COVID shot earlier this week. Did you know that?
Yes, I did. I've been following this stuff pretty close.
I bet you have. Of course, the AstraZeneca vaccine has been stopped in, I believe, 20 countries. I don't believe it's being distributed in this country. My personal belief is that stopping these vaccines is to force people away from those two and head them towards Pfizer and Moderna, which are the mRNA vaccines. What do you think, sir?
I agree with you 100%. From what I understand, they're really trying to push people more now towards the Pfizer one more than anything. You know, I see studies that are coming out in Europe. They're saying that the Pfizer vaccine they thought was the best one, and it was the only one that could protect against the Brazilian strain that's coming out. That's now, they say, the dominant strain here in America. But now Europe came out, and they ran a bunch of tests over the last week, said it absolutely will not stop that strain. You know, who knows if they're just trying to scare everybody. I mean, you know, they scared everybody to try to get them into herd mentality to get the shots. Now, you know, they know that they didn't do enough testing, and it's creating blood clots, and some people are dying from the shots. And now they're, you know, they try to tell you, oh, don't worry about this one. This is the one, you know. And now it's coming out that this one doesn't protect. And now they're trying to say 6 months it might only last. You might need to do the service 6 months. It's just so much misinformation going on about the shots. You know, I really think they didn't do enough, you know, information about it. They didn't do enough study and research. And a lot of people are paying for it with their lives, to be quite honest with you.
Yes, yes. So you have not received a COVID shot, and I believe you won't accept one. Is that accurate, sir?
You know, at this point, I don't really know, John. You know, there's so much information that I really want to know. Unfortunately, you know, my doctors have told me that if I get it again, they believe it would be a fatal thing to me because my lungs are so severely scarred, and I have something called atelectasis, where my lungs are only operating at 30% capacity still from this. But, you know, it's one of those things where I should get it, and I'm maybe I'll be the test dummy for the show, and we'll see what happens. But, you know, it's one of those things that I am giving serious thought to be honest with you.
Okay, well, you fall into the category that Dr. Mike Yaden talks about, where he does, he's, I'm sure you've heard of Dr. Yaden, haven't you, sir?
Yes, sir.
Mike, okay. The former Pfizer vice president and director of their medical research. He's a big believer in vaccines, spent his entire life working on them. And he does think that despite his reservations about all the COVID shots, he still feels people that are at risk should accept them. So it sounds like you may fall in that category.
Yeah, that's kind of my belief. You know, it's, you know, I have a wife and kids, and I kind of want to make sure I'm around. So, you know, if it means I have to go through a little bit of side effects, you know, from the shot to make sure I'm around, you know, just to, you know, a double making sure kind of thing, then, you know, it's worth a chance to me.
Okay. Well, Steve, moving on from there, I like to ask you weekly, what is the spot price of silver and gold, sir?
Right now, gold's sitting at $1,755 today, and silver is right at $26.
Okay, and what's the long-term prognosis for both those prices, sir?
You know, gold and silver has been hovering around this 25 to 26, and gold's been right under 1,800 now for, you know, a little bit over a month. And this is a stability thing. You know, a lot of people that follow gold and silver should know that when gold and silver creates a little platform like they have, that typically means they're about to skyrocket. And, you know, when you look,
I can't hear Steve.
Is he still?
You don't hear Steve? Okay, so Steve went away. Okay, we got confusion here. I thought I was cut off. Well, maybe Steve will call back and get back on with us. I apologize, ladies and gentlemen. I thought that Steve was still talking, and obviously he just got cut off. But. Well, the weekly visit with Steve Hunt is always educational for me because since Steve makes his living dealing with these matters, he stays on top of the United States economy, the world economy, the price of the various precious metals, and we can really take advantage of his knowledge, the things that Steve Hunt knows. And, of course, Steve gives private consultations. He won't necessarily recommend that you get precious metals. He may not, depending on what your goals are and how you want to achieve those goals, what assets you need to protect and how you want to protect them. So hopefully, you'll, if you do need that kind of advice, you do need a private consultation, that you'll be able to give Steve a call, get the information you need so you can make an informed decision about how to protect family assets. And that's basically what we're talking about here. We're not talking about so much about assets that will grow, but it looks like, Steve, you're back, sir.
Hello, John.
Hello, Steve. Yes, we lost you for a few couple of minutes.
Sorry, not sure what happened there with technology, you know, as great as it is.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Let's
But no, it's one of those things.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Exactly right. You know, I'm not sure how much you guys heard, but, you know, the problem that we're running into is, you know, history always gives us a pretty good path of what's about to happen in the future. And, you know, I think with the amount of inflation that's happening, that they're trying to tell people, oh, inflation is not that big of a deal. You know, I'm sure most people have now, you know, gone to the grocery store or to the gas station and realized inflation is very rampant right now, and that the dollar is being diluted. And, you know, people have to understand the reason why these prices are getting out of hand is because that we're printing money at a severe, rapid pace, and we're devaluing the dollar, and you're starting to see prices go up, and I don't think it's going to stop. I really do believe you're going to see gold, you know, during this presidency, I believe over $5,000. I think you'll see silver close to 80 to 100.
Amazing. Well, this presidency has less than 4 years left to run. That would be a dramatic run-up, wouldn't it?
It would, but, you know, you look at what happened when Obama was in office, you know, those first 4 years, and you've seen prices of gold go from $700 for gold all the way up to $1,900. And, you know, with Janet Yellen that was in the Fed, you know, her belief of printing money and, you know, keeping the printing press going nonstop, and she's back, you know, in control of the Fed again, you know, as Treasury Secretary, you know, she's been saying the same thing. She believes they should be printing, but at the same time, keep this in mind, this digital currency thing that they're working on is a big deal, and they're very, very threatened right now with China. They really believe China is trying to undermine the U.S. dollar, that China's digital yuan that they have created, and they're trying to dominate the world currency system by the end of this year. They really want it in full swing by the Olympics of next year, so that when everybody comes to their country, they're using their digital currency. And China wants to, you know, unpeg themselves from the U.S. dollar. And I sent you, I'm not sure if you got it, John, I sent you an article about this, I don't know if it was a few days ago or a week ago. I mean, this is a pretty big deal. This is real.
Yeah, well, it is real. And people need to pay heed and listen to Steve and do what they need to do to protect family assets. Right, Steve?
That's just it. You know, it's you got to look forward. You know, I know a lot of people like to sit on the sidelines and, you know, they might be liking some of the money they're making in the stock market, or they might like some money that they're getting out of some other type of place. But, you know, keep in mind that that's a cash asset. And what they're going to do to the cash markets is they're going to devalue the dollar. And if your stock market might go up 10% or 5%, and you might be excited about that, but losing 50% of the U.S. dollar value is not going to be as fun. So, you know, I think that this is a train that's, you know, kind of losing itself on the track here, and everybody's got to really pay attention. This thing is going to start running, and it's going to be a bad scenario for a lot of people. You know, people that have saved up their entire life, you know, especially retirement accounts, this is your chance to really, you know, you might not understand that you can take a retirement account, a 401k, an IRA, 403b, whatever you have, and you can roll that over. You can buy gold. You can buy silver. You know, just something that is a physical metal that actually goes inside your retirement account. There are plenty of different options that are available to you. You just really have to take the first step and make a phone call to find out what options are available to you.
Absolutely. Well, the first step can and should be contacting Steve Hunt at 800-988-8443. I say again, 800-988-8443. And you'll have a consultation with this person. You'll find out what their goals are, what they want to achieve, and you'll help them set parameters and set up a plan to help them achieve that goal, won't you, sir?
That's exactly it, John. You know, the first thing that we talk about with every person is, what are you trying to achieve? You know, are you trying to preserve what you have? Are you trying to take advantage of the situation, make a little bit of money? You know, if you're just trying to get insurance, you really only want to put 15 to 20% of your net worth into metals. And the reason why is the theory behind it is that the gold and silver will rise two or three times, you know, the value that it currently is, while the U.S. dollar drops 50 to 70%. So that, you know, 15 to 20% is going to replace what you've lost in your cash holdings. If you're trying to take advantage of the system, then you want to do quite a bit more than 20%, because, you know, obviously gold and silver is going to double or triple, and the U.S. dollar is going to get crushed by, you know, 50 to 70% in such a significant value that you want to make money out of this, you know. And you know, I'm one of those people that I'm taking advantage of the situation, because I know what's coming down the pipe. I know I've been doing this for over 20 years, that I see what happens when a Democrat takes office. I see what happens when we run the printing presses. And history seems to repeat itself an awful lot. And we're right down that same path. We're going right back down the same path we always do.
Yeah. Once you observe these cycles repeat themselves several times, you get to understand them and acknowledge them and anticipate them, don't you, sir?
Well, that's, you know, the funny thing you just said is the word cycle, John, and everything is a cycle. You know, and that's what everybody needs to wrap their mind around about is, you know, the real estate market is a cycle. The stock market is a cycle. Gold and silver is a cycle. Everything is a cycle. And, you know, the real estate crash back in 2009, you know, and here we are again 10, 12 years later, and we're about to do the same thing again. And you go back to 2000 when we had the last crash. You know, it's about every 10 years that you see one of these crashes happen. And we're overdue. But, you know, we had a Republican for, you know, as president that let us, you know, catch back up. And we were in such, in my opinion, such a bad economy crash in 2009 that all we did was put some Band-Aids on some cuts. And when we printed and did quantitative easing, where we printed the dollar as much as we could, and we tried to buy our way out of everything, you know, with artificial pricing and artificial money, the government took money that was not invented, and they printed a bunch of it. They bought into these markets. They've been doing it for the last 10 years, where they've been taking money and putting it into the stock market. It's all pretend money. You know, they borrow at night, where they rob Peter to pay Paul. You know, we've been doing this repo market overnight for such a long time, and they're still doing it today, John. You know, at some point, this thing is going to fall apart when they find out that these printed dollars aren't going to keep giving the same results. So it's just a ticking time bomb, in my opinion.
Well, China owns a big chunk of our debt. What would happen, let's say China decided they wanted to harm us. What would happen if China put all their debt they own on the market at the same time, sir?
It would absolutely crush us. Absolutely.
Right.
I mean, it would just completely destroy our economy. And I wouldn't put it past them. You know, there's a lot that's going on the news. Everybody, I urge you to pay attention right now. You know, we're putting sanctions on Russia. I'm sure you've seen this, John. There's a lot of chatter right now about us and Russia not getting along and being at odds. A lot of people are saying war drums are being beaten between Biden and Putin. You know, and this thing with China, you know, they're not hiding what they're doing with this digital currency. I mean, they have come out and said they're trying to get their independence away from the U.S. dollar. They want to be the first central bank to have a digital currency that they can get completely away from the U.S. dollar. I mean, it's not a secret when their top people in their country come out and actually say this to the public and to the news. You know, it's not a secret. They're letting you know what they're doing, and it's going to happen.
It will. It will. If you got a question or comment, just give us a call at 512-248-8252. Are silver dollars still available, sir? What's the turnaround time?
Yeah, right now I'm finding some different places to get silver dollars for people, and I'm going to different auctions as much as I can for everybody. You know, I can still get some peace dollars. Morgan dollars are a little bit tougher to get right now. I think that the Morgan dollar market, to be honest with you, has been pretty much depleted. But, you know, still the half dollars, the 50-cent pieces, I could still get a plethora of those. So there's definitely coins to get your hands on. It's just, you know, maybe it might take me a week or two to fulfill an order.
Well, a week or two is not bad, considering what's going on. Not at all. I'm running a month behind on some of my energy cleaner orders. We've had a 300%, at least I've had a 300% increase in demand. The manufacturer, a 400% increase. But we, when we find ourselves in these situations, we take care of business as quick as we can, don't we, sir?
And that's exactly it. You know, we have to, we look after everybody as much as we can, and we try to help everybody as much as we can. And you know, we'll do anything we can to facilitate an order for everybody. It's just going to take us a little bit of time. You know, things are running dry because a lot of people's eyes are open more than they ever have been, John. You know, I don't remember ever going into a scenario like this where it seems like more people are awake, and I don't know if that's the Trump movement and they know that Biden is such a bad choice, or they can see the writing on the wall. I'm not sure what it is, but it seems more people are awake this time than ever.
I agree. The comments I hear at the Cherryville store, these are mostly blue-collar men and women, are very, quite frankly, very insightful and very educated. Here's our break. The call number is 512-248-8252.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 15th of April. One last time, you want to contact Steve Hunt, need a private consultation, just give him a call. Here's that number, 800-988-8443. Well, Steve, your days are busy with two things other than your family obligations. That would be researching what's going on with the world and meeting the needs of your clients that call you, correct?
That's exactly it, John. I mean, I'm constantly reading all day long. You know, a lot of the times, I'm sure if you check your email from me, you'll see that my emails come to you probably around 12 or 1 o'clock in the morning. So I'm always up reading. It's something that has me up at night. And the reason why is this is a different time, I think, than we've ever been, and it's a different threat. You know, this whole attack with the digital currency system and how they're approaching this and how they're going to change out the dollar to this, you know, is something that really has me worried. So it's trying to keep up with it and find out what country is doing what so that we can be on top of it is something that, you know, it keeps me up quite a bit.
Well, keeps you up because you're staying up late or because you can't sleep, sir?
It keeps me up because I'm worried. It's something that you don't know. You know, China is making such a dramatic push to get this done. It's something that could happen tomorrow. No, hypothetically, they have to do is announce that they're doing this, and the implications You know, they've already unleashed it. They've already sent it out to people to start using for payments. You know, they're quite further along than anyone knows that they are at the present time. And, you know, the minute that this thing, they find out that it's a solution and they go away from the U.S. dollar and the world reserve by going to this new digital currency, you're going to see markets like Bitcoin are going to crash overnight. You're going to see the stock market crash overnight. Unfortunately, you know, you're seeing things in the stock market like a company called Coinbase, John, which is the biggest digital currency platform in the world where everybody goes to buy Bitcoin or Ethereum or that kind of thing, just went public yesterday. And, you know, within 30 minutes, they were at $425, and they cashed out, you know, at the end of the day at $325. You know, they're extremely volatile on the first day, and it's not a typical IPO where a company bought them and initially, you know, offered stocks. It's, you know, the owners just offered a few stocks. So it seems like this massive push right now around the world to send people to a digital currency. You're going to look at this company that's offering digital currency. I mean, everything is getting pushed this way. And I think that if it happens, it's going to happen in such a quick fashion that you're going to see an overnight tumble of prices for everything. I think the dollar would drop. I think
I have a question. You may or may not know the answer. When Coinbase issued stock, was it being sold in return for real money or cryptocurrency? Do you know?
You know, I don't know that, John. All I found out when I was doing research about it for the past week was it was current owners that were just selling their personal shares because they didn't want a company or a bank to come in and offer new stock and buy into the company. So I don't know if they were offered digital currency or not. That's actually a really good question.
Okay. That would be very telling, I think.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to try and look into it today.
And they don't accept cryptocurrency themselves. That would be very telling, I think.
Yeah, you know, and the owners are very public figures, so, you know, I will dig into that today and find out.
It'd be an interesting side note, a little diversion.
It is a very interesting, if the people don't trust it themselves and they're getting paid in U.S. dollars, right. It'd be a very telling sign of what they really believe.
Yeah, that would be very interesting. Steve, just 60 seconds to wrap up your thoughts for the day, sir.
You know, best thing I can tell everybody, once again, you know, I never want anybody to panic, and I know I say stuff like you could wake up tomorrow and you can see things tumble, but, you know, I never want anybody to panic. There's enough things to worry about on a daily basis, I'm sure, between COVID and you know, the fake sentiment that they're trying to put you into to worry, to, you know, give you enough worry for the day. But, you know, be proactive and maybe do steps, you know, baby steps. If you need to get into this, start doing some research, at least put yourself into a cash position with your retirement accounts. You know, being proactive is the best thing you can do. You know, at least get yourself where if the market crashes, you're not going to be subject to mass volatility in your finances. And then when you have time, make a phone call to me, or if there's somebody else that you trust, make that phone call so that you at least know what to do and what your options are so that you can get out of the dollar. And, you know, it's anybody who's been through the crash in 2009 or, you know, back in 2000, you know, you remember what it's like. You know, it's something that no one really comes and says, hey, tomorrow at 9 o'clock, there's going to be a crash. So, you know, you got to be proactive and do it ahead of time. Otherwise, you're going to get caught.
Actually, I did do that in June of 2008. I did. I was so grateful that my listener sent me that the letter that the Royal Bank of Scotland mailed to their customers, warning that there would be a worldwide crash of stock and bond market in September of 2008. So I got the warning out, and the ones that paid heed, they did fine. The ones who didn't, well, they lost a lot, didn't they?
Right. They sure did.
Absolutely.
There are people still trying to recover from that, John.
Oh, I know. Very dear friend of mine died it was a year ago last month, and he never did recover. He worked hard all his life, had a nice pension that was, well, he thought, properly invested. He ended up driving a school bus until the day he died as a consequence. Thank you, Steve. We'll be back next Wednesday. Thursday.
I look forward to it, Don. Have a blessed
Thursday. Yeah. See you then. Thank you. We got about an hour break. We'll have Tom Berryhill with us. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-in lift?
Our ease-off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the ease-off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my ease-off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff LLC, 417-932-6419.
But if we fail, then the whole world, including the United States, including all that we have known and cared for, will sink into the abyss of a new dark age, made more sinister and perhaps more protracted by the lights of perverted science. Let us, therefore, brace ourselves to our duties, and so bear ourselves that if the British Empire and its Commonwealth last for 1,000 years, men will still say, this was their finest hour.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the 24 minutes I look forward to every week. It's only 24 minutes to talk about a marvelous healing product that helps people get their lives back. It's called the Energy Cleaner. And I've had a 300% increase in demand. Tom Berryhill, who's waiting here patiently, has had a 400% increase in demand. It's stretching our capabilities. This is my home business. Tom manufactures these at his shop at his home. I reconfigure the mattress pads. And keeping up with demand has been a challenge, but we're meeting that challenge. Good morning, Tom.
Hi, John. Good morning.
Well, sir, we'd like to start with our disclaimer. Please give that to us, please.
Okay, John, we're not doctors or medical professionals. We don't diagnose, treat, or cure any illness or disease. The information discussed today is for your education and entertainment only. If you have a medical condition requiring treatment, you should utilize the services of a medical doctor, chiropractor, or other competent practitioner.
Absolutely. Well, Tom, I know that you're struggling. You've bought new equipment to aid you in speeding up production there with the energy cleaners. And it's been a challenge for you. It's been a challenge for me to help people get their lives back. It seems like the last 13 months, typically Americans and pay attention to their health between Christmas and New Year's. That's what I've seen, haven't you, sir?
Sure seems to be that way, John, but we've had a tremendous increase in demand for this product, and we're keeping up with it just barely. I did purchase a while back, not too long ago, some additional machinery, and either today or tomorrow I'm taking possession of another automated piece of machinery that will greatly increase our capabilities. And then on the weekend, I'm picking up an additional piece of automated molding equipment for the plastic materials that we use.
Amazing. Well, you're a busy guy, and you've been busy all your adult life, haven't you, sir?
Oh, yeah, John. I've always been interested in building things and spent many years in manufacturing, and, of course, we're still doing that now with the energy cleaner. But I can tell you, my capabilities have been stretched to the max by this.
I know they have.
I'm adding this other equipment to speed that up, and I really think we can go in the very near future from order to delivery practically the next day. So that's what we're going to push for, and that's where we're at. However, these instruments have been in production for over 21 years now. And it's a time-proven design, and people that have health issues, pain issues, sleep issues can really get a lot of help by using this technology that we're working with.
They can. Well, this is Talk Radio. We have new listeners every week. So as a consequence, I have to repeat myself every week for the new listeners who never heard of the energy cleaner, barely know who I am, never heard of Tom Berryhill. So here we go. The energy cleaner. First of all, what it's not. It is not a TENS unit. It is not a Rife frequency generator. It's entirely different technology. The energy cleaner puts out what we call a healing electrostatic signal. This is a black plastic box about the size of a cigar box. It takes 9 Ds and Delta, 9 D cell batteries. No gauges, no dials, no on-off switch. Once you place the battery in there, it runs 24/7 until you change the batteries 1 year later, which we highly recommend to prevent battery leakage damaging the unit. There is one place to plug in a one wire. Hopefully that would be connected to a mattress pad that I offer for sale. Or it could be the power cord that you can attach a metal spoon to it. Place it in a tub, a bathtub, or a hot tub full of comfortably warm water, and sit in there for 20 minutes or even longer if you keep adding warm water. And there's one LED lamp that alternately lights and blinks red or green, telling you two things. First of all, it's changing polarity. Second of all, it's working. The worst people to comprehend and understand this are electrical engineers, aren't they, Tom?
Oh, that's very true, very true. And, you know, early on when I met with Mr. Lee Kroc, who was the inventor of this, the original inventor on the technology, I debated this whole thing with him because I said it would not work. I said, you need a return path and so on. And he just kind of shrugged that off, and he said, look, just do it the way I'm asking. That's all I want of you, and if you can do that, it will work the way we want. And it was, he was right, and that's what we did. There's only one wire coming out. A lot of the engineering types will tell you you need another wire to complete that path to make it work. John, it'd be like taking a light bulb and a battery and only hooking one wire from the battery to the bulb. Where's the second wire to bring the current back so you can have a complete path? That's what everybody looks at, and that's not the way this works. It's totally different.
It is, and it's is something that is hard for people to understand and comprehend. As I said a moment ago, electrical engineers are the worst. But here's what happens. That signal, that electrostatic signal, goes to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, bringing in fresh nutrition. Tom likes to use the term, it acts as jumper cables to get those cells rejuvenated. The cells are always being born and dying in your body. That happens probably a million times a day, doesn't it, Tom?
Yes, that's right. That's right. But if you have a high concentration of sluggish cells, cells that can't expel the toxic material that's built up in them, can't pull in fresh nutrition, those cells stagnate, that can form tumors and cause all kinds of problems. And the energy cleaner helps to flush those toxins out and get those cells rejuvenated. Just get your entire body, the energy system in your body flowing again, and that's exactly what we're doing. And then your body now has the proper conditions to repair itself and to regenerate and make new cells and so on. And when it has the proper conditions, it can do that very efficiently, and that's what we're doing. It's really just that simple, John.
It really is. It really is. And if you're an energy cleaner user and you've had some great results, which I'm sure you have, just give us a call at 512-248-8252. People need to hear your story. The positive messages like that can help people terminate their being an energy cleaner procrastinator and get on the road to optimal health. Right, Tom?
Yes, that's true. And many times we do hear from procrastinators. I know there's been several people that's called your show, John, in the past, and they did say that they heard about it and thought about it and finally acted on it. To their amazement, it helped them immensely, and they wish they hadn't have waited so long. They lost a lot of time with that decision making. So, and your 90-day money-back guarantee really is something people should pay attention to, because that gives them a chance to really give this a try. They're not risking anything. And within 90 days, anybody will know if this is going to work for them or not.
Well, I want to give people peace of mind. I want to eliminate any barriers people might have. We've had people in the past, quite a few people say, well, if this thing does what you says, how come it's not on the front page of the New York Times? And the answer to that's easy. And that's because of the pharmaceutical industry, the medical industry, which would put hundreds of millions of dollars of their profits at risk, wouldn't it, Tom?
Yes, it would, John. That's very true. And there's many, many, many ways to improve your health. There's a lot of good products out there, quite a few technologies that could help you in many ways to greatly improve your health. And they're suppressed, not widely known. But if you do some research, you'll learn about some of these technologies, and you can apply them in your own daily life that could help you in many ways. And the energy cleaner is one of many.
It is. It is. Now, we need a word of caution. If you think you can continue consuming tobacco products, consuming too much alcohol, drinking diet sodas, Gatorade, things of that nature, instead of healthy things like water and raw milk like I do every day, you're fooling yourself, aren't you, Tom?
Yes, that's very true, and I like to describe that as trying to put a fire out, but you keep pouring gasoline on it. It's just not going to happen. You have to improve your diet and get those things out, wean yourself from those products that can cause you a lot of health issues. And you know, John, we have a huge tidal wave of baby boomers coming on the scene now, and they're of Medicare age and getting up there in years. And these people have spent 30 or 40 years polluting their body with bad diets, excessive drinking, smoking, and so on. And now they're paying the price for that. And some of these people, yeah, John, some of these people expect technology to come by and that just flips a switch, like turning on a light. And the next morning they're healed and they're like a teenager again. Well, it just doesn't work like that. Now, we've had some cases where pain issues were resolved in a very short period of time, less than an hour. I've witnessed some of that myself, seen it happen. But it doesn't happen like that for everybody. It can take a little bit of time. But one thing, a lot of Energy Cleaner customers have said that they really learned how much it has helped them when they stopped using it for a while. And they noticed a huge difference. So we hear that.
Spencer went on vacation without his Energy Cleaner. He said, Ma, I'll never do that again.
No, that Energy Cleaner unit is on top of the pile of things he'll take with him on the next trip.
That's right. That's right. Well, I had my Energy Cleaner on my trip to Lebanon last week for a tactical training session, and I had the small pad at the bed and breakfast that I laid on. I just kept it right in the middle where my torso would be to keep getting that wonderful signal that I enjoy so much. I have paper tags on the side of all my Energy Cleaners. I have three different units, Tom, and the paper tag gives the date for changing the batteries, which I diligently do once a year. Looks like we got a call here. We got Leon in Washington. Good morning, Leon.
Yeah, John, it's been a while since I talked to you guys. My question comes to mind is, got your mattress pad. Of course, we've got twin beds, so I took it down the seam in the middle, so I'm only using one half for my side, which seems to work because they are separate controls, etc. But my question to you is, my wife wants, of course, you know, to put the pads underneath on top of the mattress and everything else. How much thickness are you allowed on that before you don't get any effect from it?
Well, what we recommend, and Tom, will just jump in here after I give a response, we recommend being as close to signal as possible. That's why the mattress pads we offer are comfortable to lay on for most normal people. We've had people get good success by being 8 inches away on a mattress, but why reduce the power of the signal? Why do that? If you want to get healthy and stay healthy, I want as much that signal as I can get. Tom, your response, sir.
Well, I agree with that 100%. And we have had people actually put metallic material between the box springs and the mattress, so that depending on the thickness of the mattress, it puts you that far away from the radiating element or the metal or even the pad or whatever you use. It puts it 8, maybe in some cases a foot away, and the signal's still there, but it does drop off quite a bit the farther you get away from it. I have measuring equipment to test for that, and I've seen that the signal drops off probably about 75%. By the time you're maybe 15 or 16 inches away, it doesn't radiate real far. So you want to be as close as possible. And the way John described, having that pad on top of the mattress and lay on it, you don't even know it's there. It's very comfortable. And that is really the best way to do it. Use the mattress pad and just put your... You can set that up on the mattress and then put the fitted sheet and other bedding over the top of that. But that puts you right in close contact. It does not have to touch bare skin. Some people think it does. It does not have to. It will go through your clothes. But, of course, the closer you are to it, the better it is. So even if you had an inch, say a heavy jacket or something on, and you were an inch away from the pad, it would still work. It would still be very effective. So... just keep all that in mind. The closer, the better.
Okay, so I got a latex mattress now. I'm trying to check out that. I just thought it was healthier than me than everything else that's out there with all these plastic foam mattresses and stuff. But so I basically got, let's see if I remember right, we got the cover from the mattress. You got the cover from the mattress, and then you just put the mattress cover over it, is what you're telling me.
Right, right. Well, Leon, you're welcome to call me later today if you like. My phone number's at my website. Do you want to talk about this some more?
Okay, I'll do that then.
Thank you, Leon. Our next caller is Daniel in Tennessee. Good morning, Daniel.
Hello?
Go ahead, Daniel.
Oh. Hey, I'm, well, I've had the electric or the energy cleaner for 2 days, and it really works. I don't really like to get out of bed because how feels like it's a electric blanket feeling to it.
Right.
And, felt real good. Got up today and I'm getting feedback, but it really works a lot. I love it.
Okay.
I'll never. I got up. I felt so good. I did my crunches, never before, real fast. Got them out of the way. Then I got on my little thing to help me with my hips and all that. And I never felt better in my life.
Fantastic, Daniel. We appreciate the report. Don't be a stranger. We appreciate that. We have our last break.
Awesome.
Thank you, sir. We have our last break. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your
life with Extendovite. Fix bayonets.
Leviden. And Nicole Colgren. Many men have gone.
All right, we're right back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 15th of April. Well, Tom, this half hour has flown by. We need to remind people that if they want to get their seedlings for the tomato plants going in the fastest way possible, just to put some tin foil or a metal table underneath the seedlings, make sure the table is not grounded if it's a metal table, and attach the black power cord to the tin foil. Right, Tom?
That's it, John, and that's very simple to do. Get your seedlings started that way. If you're starting with seeds, put them in the pots or whatever you're going to start them in, and just park that on top of a shelf that's lined with aluminum foil. That's the easiest and fastest and most inexpensive way to do it. You could use aluminum window screening. In some cases, a metal shelf can be connected up to the energy cleaner itself, so you don't need anything other than the shelf it's sitting on, because it's already made out of metal. That will distribute that signal, get those seeds started. If you just have seedlings, do the same thing, but you'll notice a rapid growth. So you have to have your garden area ready to put those seeds.
That's right.
Those small plants, get them in there quick, or you'll be overwhelmed, because they will grow sometimes twice as fast. You have to get them in the ground quick.
That's what plan on them growing twice as fast. So if you think they're going to take 2 weeks, plan on 7 days. Right, Tom?
That's right. That's right. It can catch you off guard, and you're in trouble then, because you weren't ready. So that's what happened to Tim Spencer. I remember him talking about that.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
And so you have to get everything ready and set it up. Then once you have the garden going, the easiest way, if you want to continue with the energy cleaner in the garden, is get some of the plastic. Go to any farm supply store and get the plastic fence posts. They're made for electric fences, and you then use those. That will act as your insulator. If you use metal fence posts, that's fine too, but then you'll need the insulators to support some chicken wire, and you spread the chicken wire over the area where the plants are growing and keep that ungrounded. The plastic fence posts are the best way to go, because then you can move it around easily. You don't have to worry about insulators or any fumbling around with that. And then you just connect up the energy cleaner to that chicken wire grid anywhere in the, on the side, in a corner. It doesn't matter. It's not critical. Connect that, plug that into the energy cleaner once it's connected, and it's that simple. Keep that chicken wire grid as close to the plants as possible, but you'll have to monitor it continuously, at least daily, because the plants will grow fast, and if they get tangled up in there, in that chicken wire, it's a mess. You have to start doing a lot of pruning. So it's best to just raise it as the plants grow, but still keeping it as close as possible to the plant.
In addition, once you get your energy cleaner set up, if you don't want your dogs and cats on your bed, you need to keep the door shut.
That's right.
That's right. Absolutely. Tom, thank you, sir. We'll be back tomorrow morning to talk about emergency communications.
Thanks, John.
Okay, thank you, sir. That's it for the day. Get medical supplies, your energy cleaner, your essential oils. Now, while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.